name is Kip Ferguson from Motivology Matters. Today we're going to take a look at part two of an 11-part series we've been working on, reviewing Ken Wydrow's Think on Your Feet. Our session today is focused on chapter one of his book, which is entitled All Those Eyes. In this material, Ken lays down a great foundation for the rest of his book and really examines what it means to have that pressure of all those eyes on us. Let's take a look at some of the key points for this material today. There are four key points in the material today that you want to really pay attention to and make your notes on. The first is the psychological reaction. This part, Ken talks about really how we are physically, mentally impacted when we stand up to speak. Now, it says psychological, but that physical piece is triggered by what we are thinking, really what the impact is to us when we stand up there and we see all those eyes looking at us, even if it's in a small conversation and we're just talking to a boss, a supervisor, or a coworker. He really talks about relaxing. How do we relax? How do we get over that psychological reaction? And then he talks about concentration. And you might be surprised at some of the material of what he's talking about on concentration. It's really not what I consider concentration, but it really does have a strong impact there. And then the last piece is preparation. We really need to be prepared, not just for a specific speech or talking, but be prepared in general. So let's go ahead now and take a look at our first key point, the psychological reaction and our impact there. Have you ever stood up there, seen all those eyes, and just felt like you couldn't move? That's the first thing that Ken talks about, is that paralyzing sensation that we get, where we just can't move. He then talks about how we can get past that, how we can move on, what the different techniques that we can use to make sure that we don't get paralyzed. And then he talks about the moment of truth, that point when we really have to have something to say. And we want to make sure that we succeed during that moment of truth. We also need to think better under pressure. So we really need to focus on when that pressure is on. How can we think better? How do we prepare for that? And it really is a mental habit. We need to work through practicing so that when those situations come up, this isn't a new situation. We've built that habit. That pressure is coming from outside, and we've got a choice on the way that we handle it. You need to understand relaxation, concentration, and preparation. How are we going to relax? How are we going to concentrate? And how are we going to prepare? Let's look at relaxation. When it comes to relaxation, Wydrow believes that it is the key to the vault of riches. What he means by that is that inside of us, we have a wealth of knowledge and understanding and an ability to communicate. If we will just first believe in ourselves, we can reach that treasure. So when you're in a situation, when you're getting ready to communicate, take a moment to control yourself. Make sure that you're under control and choose relaxation. Make sure that this is a conscious choice, because your fear is coming from a lack of perspective. Make sure that you understand your full surroundings, all of the ramifications, and that fear will go away because you have perspective. He then offers you a couple of warm-up exercises. The first is an attitude break. Take a break, get your attitude under control, see where things are coming from. And in the telephone game, he uses the ring of the telephone to be a trigger for relaxation. Let's take a look now at concentration. When it comes to communication, concentration is an essential ingredient. We must have concentration. But in the scope of this book, Ken is talking about concentration on a wider goal, not a specific piece of information. Make sure that you have concentration